Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what does shooting bows and arrows have to do with playing cards? And how are both of these activities related to Jewish history? This week we're celebrating Lag BaOmer, and since it's a minor holiday and a lot of people aren't very familiar with its history and traditions, I thought I'd tell you about it. The name of the holiday means the 33rd day of Omer, which is the period between Passover and Shavuot. The word Omer refers to the grain offering brought to the temple, and these were the days when the farmers harvested their crops. These 49 days, called Sefirah, or counting days, are a very solemn period in the Jewish calendar because they're devoted to the remembrance of the suffering that the Jews endured under Roman persecution. They're days of mourning, and during this period, no hair may be cut, no marriages may take place, and no concerts or dances may be held. Lag BaOmer is the one joyous day during this time, and the prohibitions related to mourning are lifted. Some say that this day commemorates an important victory by the hero Bar Kokhba, and some say that a plague which was raging among Rabbi Akiba's students ended on that day. In fact, according to the Vilna Babylonian Talmud, Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of disciples, and they all died between Pesach and Shavuot because they didn't treat each other with respect. Jews mourn for the deaths of these students and celebrate on Lag BaOmer, the day on which they stopped dying. Either way, this holiday is associated with the Jewish people's fight for freedom against Roman oppression. And now, the history. About 2,000 years ago, Palestine was conquered by the Roman general Titus. The Roman governors did everything they could to quash the Jewish spirit of independence. They taxed the people heavily and forbade them to study the Torah. The mighty Roman legions kept the Jews in constant terror. However, in the year 117 CE, Hadrian became emperor of Rome. He was more lenient than his predecessors, and in return for peace, he even gave the Jews permission to rebuild the temple, which had been destroyed half a century earlier. Many Jews who had been exiled returned to their homeland, and a great deal of money was raised for the reconstruction. However, the Christians and Samaritans, who were age-old enemies of the Jews, convinced Hadrian that the rebuilding of the temple would encourage them to rebel against Rome, and so he reneged on his promise. The Jews began to prepare for war. When the Jews were ready, the rebellion broke out. It was led by a great hero whose name was originally Bar Kokhba. Rabbi Akiva, a great teacher who had become the religious head of the Jewish community, renamed him Bar Kokhba, which means son of a star, from the biblical verse, "And a star has arisen in Jacob." Rabbi Akiva encouraged his students to join Bar Kokhba. Although they were hopelessly outnumbered, they managed to resist the Romans for 3 years. Finally, Hadrian sent the Roman forces that had been stationed in Britain to Palestine, and they crushed the rebellion. Bar Kokhba retreated to Betar, the fortified city near Jerusalem, and was able to hold out for a year, bringing in provisions through underground passages that had been constructed before the war. But the Samaritans told the Romans about the passages, and they were able to prevent food from being brought into the city. Finally, in 135 CE, curiously on the same day on which Jerusalem had fallen 65 years earlier, on the 9th of Av, Betar fell. More than 500,000 people were massacred. Some fugitives found shelter in the mountain caves and hollows and conducted guerrilla warfare against the Romans, but these bands were soon destroyed as well. All the rebellious cities and villagers were razed to the ground by the Romans, and Judah became a desert. The captives were sold as slaves. Hadrian's cruelty against the Jews was such that he forbade the burying of the dead who had fallen at Betar. Jerusalem was plowed over to remove any traces of the ancient city, and it was rebuilt after the Greek fashion, with statues of Hadrian and Greek and Roman gods everywhere. Hadrian resolved to compel the Jews, by force of arms, to embrace paganism. Severe penalties, even death, were decreed for anyone observing any Jewish custom, or who observed the Sabbath or read the Torah. Simeon bar Yohai was a great scholar who went off to live in a cave when the Romans prohibited the study of the sacred books. When his students came to visit him, they brought bows and arrows so that if they were questioned, they could say that they were out hunting. Curiously, a similar tactic was used here in Spain during the Inquisition. Secret Jews would gather for prayer by sitting around a table with cards on the table and prayer books on their laps. When strangers came by, they would play cards, and when they were alone, they would turn back to their prayer books. Lag BaOmer is considered a scholar's holiday and is especially celebrated by school children. There are picnics and games, especially archery. In many villages in Israel, bonfires are made and children roast potatoes in them. This day is also supposed to be the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Simeon bar Yohai. Before he died, he asked his followers to celebrate rather than mourn his death, and it's customary, especially among the Hasidim, to dance and sing at his gravesite in Meron, northern Israel. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.